Up to 7,000 kilograms, that's about tons of illegal waste, was dumped in the Wicklow and Dublin Mountains over a three-day period during Christmas and the New Year. The waste was removed by a local environmental partnership called Pure Project. Its project manager is Ian Davis, and he's on the line now. Ian, thanks for taking our call. This is a, I think this is a bit of a perennial problem in the Dublin and Wicklow Mountains, particularly at this time of the year.
Well, I think it's a problem all over Ireland, unfortunately, not just in the Wicklow, Dublin uplands. But yeah, we did see an increase in dumping over the Christmas period. And unfortunately, we have been very busy getting back up into the mountains and removing the illegal dumping. However, it is extremely important that we respond and rapidly as well, because we know ourselves that if you leave dumping on the environment, it attracts more dumping. So it's very important that we get out there and we remove all of this large-scale illegal dumping.
What kind of material, Ian, is being dumped?
Well, on some of the sites, we were looking at maybe 1.5 ton, 2 ton, that's like 2,000 kilos. And what you're looking at is furniture, household refurbishments, tiles. We had bathtubs. We had a number of mattresses, wardrobes, couches, a variety of different types of material, unfortunately. And it does nothing for our environment either. And it's very unfortunate to see that it's continuing.
But so this is dumping on a large scale. This isn't somebody necessarily throwing a bag out, which, of course, they shouldn't be doing at the back, the door of the car. This is truckloads.
Yeah, this would take a concerted effort to get up into the mountains and dump this material, because you cannot bring 1.5 tons, 1,500 kilos of waste in the back of your car. So it's definitely an unauthorized waste collector or somebody like that. And they're the people which we call the man in the van or the cowboy. Call them what you want. But when they come knocking on your door and they ask, you know, they take away waste for €50, it's not going to an authorized facility. It's ending up in the Wicklow Dublin uplands.
So what then do you do in Pure Project, and who are you working with to clear these sites?
Well, we're the first project of its kind in Ireland, and we started back in 2006. So we've been on the road now over 17 years, and we work with the Department of Environment, Wicklow County Council, South Dublin County Council, Dunleary Rathdown, Caolte, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and the Wicklow Uplands Council. And we have been removing dumping since 2006, and we've removed over 3,950 tonnes. That's 3,950,000 kilos. So it's a considerable amount of waste that we have removed. But we also work with a huge number of community groups and walking groups, hiking groups, businesses and organisations organising cleanups in the upland areas as well, underneath a project that's called the Pure Mile. And that resulted in over 5,000 bags of litter being removed from our environment. So they do amazing work, and it shows that people do care about the environment and they do want to engage with projects like Pure.
And overall, is illegal dumping something that's on the increase? Is it about where it's always been, or are you seeing any decline?
We're seeing a decline, but we have been tracking illegal dumping since 2006. We record everything by GPS, GIS database. We photograph every site. We've removed over 15,000 individual sites. And I remember in 2008, we removed 440 tonnes that year alone. Last year, we have removed 120 tonnes. So that's over 70% reduction in illegal dumping in the Wicklow Dublin uplands.
All right, well, that's good progress to report. Ian, thanks for talking to us. Ian Davis there from Pure Project. Back with more after this short break.